News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Restaurant Association of Ireland has said that almost 600 restaurants, cafes and food businesses have had to close their door. That's since the hospitality sector's VAT rate went back up to 13.5% from its temporary rate of 9%. We're joined by Paul Lenihan, President of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Paul, why is the return to the old VAT rate, why is it making such a difference to restaurants and cafes?
Good morning and thanks for having me on. I think, yeah, you said it there, the old rate. It's a rate that has been there for such a long time. And if people, like, I think people have to realise that it came in back in 2011 and we've had VAT at 9% for 10 of the last 12 years. So it was very much built into how we operated our businesses, and that was the right rate of VAT on food. Businesses established themselves over that period of time, got used to paying it. And obviously when the VAT went back up to 13.5%, that was an extra 4.5% on a margin. Now, I know it wasn't intended to be a 4.5% hit on the margin, but it was a 4.5% hit on our margins when
I don't really understand how it's a hit on your margin. This is a tax.
Okay, so I was just about to explain that.
Because it is a tax that people pay, and the tax goes to the government.
It shouldn't be part of
your profit margin, should it?
It should be, but it can only be part of the profit margin if you can afford to put your prices up to obviously then to be able to pass it on. And that's what the government have asked us to do. But we can't do that anymore. We realise that our sector is already very price sensitive. We already rose our prices to take on the fact that we had the energy costs, wage inflation and food costs all last year around the time of the Ukrainian war started, when everything just coming out of COVID after having a very lean period for a number of years where we had VAT at 9%. And when it was put back to 13.5% in the last budget, nobody foresaw all the other costs that were rising just prior to the budget going, putting the VAT back up in the budget. So for the last 18 months, we've had huge, huge extra costs to our business.
Yeah.
So it is a hit on a margin because we can't.
Huge payouts over the last 4 or 5 years from the government to those businesses as well.
Yeah, they did. And those businesses were to sustain those businesses and keep them open. But that's exactly what they were, like a lot of other industry guys.
I suppose the argument, Paul, is that at some point the state can't keep propping up businesses. That, it was always said that the cut in VAT rate would be temporary. The other point that I'd make to you is anecdotal, and I accept this is just anecdotal, but anytime I go to book a restaurant or anytime I'm in a restaurant, they're absolutely packed out the door.
I couldn't agree more with you. And I have, again, an awful lot of businesses like my own are very busy at the weekends. You're in the middle of the summer. If we weren't busy in this time of the year, there would be no point in any of us being open at this time of the year. Let's be honest with us. We're an island nation. We depend on tourists and our own economy to keep us going. So this is when we need to be busy. If we're not busy now, we're doing nothing. We've always spoke about how you always had to have a busy summer to look after the lean months coming into just before Christmas and then after Christmas. It's the same thing as it has been for the last 30 years, 20 years. And 10 years. It's no different. The fact of the matter is now that businesses are busy, restaurants are busy, certainly in city centres and town centres. The coast, I know, around the tourist spots haven't been as busy this summer, and that's been well documented, but restaurants are busy in Dublin. You will see that. You'll see it in Kildare Town as well. But we've been busy always on a Friday and Saturday night, always on a Friday, Saturday night and Sundays. But the fact of the matter is now that we are as busy as we are, but we're busy fools because there is nothing, there is no margin. Our margin has been completely eroded with all the other costs associated with doing business. VAT is the only one that the government control. They can't control food costs, they can't control energy costs, and they can't control wage inflation because they're going up
but,
anyway.
But,
and
we're looking at another. You're quite upfront in saying this isn't about VAT, this is about giving us a, what is it, a 4.5% subsidy?
It's not a subsidy because you have to look at it. We've had VAT at 9%. But we've had VAT at 9% for 10 of the last 12 years. That is a pretty permanent measure for an awful lot of businesses.
It was always said it would be temporary. But what you're saying is give us the 4.5% back. We'll keep that, basically.
If the 4.5% VAT will go back, yes, a lot of restaurants will be able to change the prices. A lot of people will be able to give something come back. If food costs were to stabilise again when European economics changes around and food costs come down, when energy costs finally stabilize, you've seen it in you're seeing it at your home tariffs, but we're not seeing it in businesses where the energy costs have come down. We're still
I've rarely seen a restaurant drop its prices, but maybe it does happen. 577 cafes closed since
restaurants and cafes.
What percentage of overall cafes and restaurants is that? Do we know, Paul?
Well, we obviously started our VAT 9 campaign today. There's probably anything between 8 to 10,000 hospitality businesses. That anything from small restaurants to large cafes to kiosks to everything. So we're looking at from between cafes, restaurants. We've had over nearly 600 close since the reintroduction of the 13.5% VAT.
Okay, is that
a huge amount of money?
Is that out of? I mean, if I asked you what it was 10 years ago, like is it way out of sync with that, or is that how different is it from the norm?
It is. No. Look, there's always closures. Don't get me wrong. There's always going to be closures, opening and closures. You'll see them every day of the week. But that is a huge, huge, much higher number than we've seen before. It's going back to nearly after COVID levels.
Okay. It's a rate of about 5%, 5 to 6% of closures over the last year. Again, you think that's out of sync with what would normally be the case?
It is, yeah. It is out of sync. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. I have to put it to you that there seems to be zero chance of the VAT rate being returned to 9% in the budget. All the signals coming from government is that are that this is not going to happen.
We don't believe that at all. From everything, the meetings that we've had with all our government, all the government officials over the last number of months, we've had very positive engagement on an ongoing basis. Most, if not all, of the backbenchers, an awful lot of ministers and TDs that we spoke to over the last couple of months, have all in favour of the VAT 9. We appreciate that.
It's the finance minister that has to make the decision, and the public expenditure minister that has to make the decision.
That's true, and we still have further meetings with him before the VAT is to be before the budget, which we will keep lobbying. I mean, at the end of the day, it's our job as lobbyists in the Restaurant Association to do so, just as all lobby groups are set up to do. So, I mean, we will keep pressing home the fact that the VAT 9 is the right rate of VAT for food. It is the only show in town. There is nothing else is actually going to work or to help sustain and save our sector.
Okay.
We've never seen anything like it at the moment. So we will fight on, because there's the amount of jobs that have been lost, livelihoods been ruined. And I suppose the small indigenous businesses all around the country that Ireland are so famous for will be wiped out in years to come if nothing is done quite
Paul
soon.
Paul Lennon, President of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.